Hi. So, as you know, the school is taking part in a fairly radical experiment with regards to sexual education. And one of the steps of these is to try and help out with things that, weren't covered before in the old system. This is actually to try and help almost improve your sex life, really, by making you more comfortable with things, I should stress. I'm not teaching you how to have sex with someone as such. But anyway, and that's why I'm doing it, one of the TAs, instead of one of the teachers, because, we're a similar age, right? I'm still pretty young. And so, they thought we could just be informal and just really have a chat. And so I know it's a bit embarrassing, but it's just embarrassing for me, honestly. Kind of like sex. And so, is there anything you want to ask? Everything you say here is completely off the record, by the way. You can say anything and it's fine. So what? Yeah. Is there anything you want to know? Like, how can I help you? Nothing at all. God, there's gotta be something. Not even a little thing? Well, do you have you had sex? Yeah, okay, so so you've kind of done a lot of people tend to be curious about that side of things. If you've done that, then you might not have much. Well, I mean, if you have nothing, you're free to go, but one little thing? Yeah, I'll gladly try and help. What is it? Well, yeah, everyone likes a little bit of dirty talk, I guess. Huh. Oh, so you just don't really know what to say or how to say it. Okay, did you just pick this to make me get really embarrassed and have to say things or what? No, okay. Like what? What is it you're okay, so you want to tease him a little bit. So it's okay, so it's for use before and during, right? Well, I mean, I can just give you some examples and we'll try and find good situations for them. So it's all about making him think that you really want it. And the way to do that is to use words that suggest you're kind of giving yourself to him, right? So saying things like you want to wrap your hand or wrap your lips around his cock, things like that will always excite him. So it's a good start. Say, a lot of them are just things that you do. Like, you really don't have to be as creative as you think. Like, if you wanted to give him a handjob, then tell him you wanna wrap your hand around his cock and stroke it. Okay? Tell him you wanna run your fingertips along it. Things like that. You wanna have one hand at the base while there's another hand at the top, stroking. Things like that. No, it does make me a little uncomfortable to say things. I'm not. It's difficult because almost the more vulgar you are relative to like day to day life, the better it is in sex. For example, I never say the C word. See? But in the bedroom, I love telling a girl that, I wanna fuck her tight cunt. Like, that's a fun one. I enjoy that. Oh, so your boyfriend is quiet too, so he's never said that to you? Man, you should try and get him to say some things to you. Yeah, you should tell him about this. If you go back and tell him that, you wanna milk his cock dry, I'm sure he's gonna be pretty happy. And I'm sure he'll be vocal about his thank you too. So tell him you wanna, swirl your head around the tip and take all of him in your mouth. And maybe he'll respond by saying that he wants to put his hands on the side of your head and fuck your face. I mean, it sounds silly, but it's, ah, oh, man. Yeah, it's hot. How do you need more examples? Have I not been clear enough? You gotta. Oh, fine, I did say I would help. You can say things like it's simple things, honestly. I think you just need to get your confidence up. So I'll just throw you some simple examples. Just to make you know that these ones are okay, Guys will like hearing this. So things just like, right back to basics. I wanna suck your dick. That's really hot for a guy to hear. Especially if you're giving him a hand job and then you tell him that I want your dick in my mouth. That's he. No man is gonna say no. Put it that way. And it's the same if he has his finger, if he's playing around with your clit and pleasuring you that way, and say you prefer having things inside you, tell him, I wanna fuck your finger, I want your finger inside of me. Maybe he say, he could say that. I wanna slide my fingers inside of you. I wanna fuck your tight cunt with my fingers. I wanna slam my fingers into your pussy. Pussy is another good one. Some people don't like cunt, so pussy is always a pretty safe bet. Vajayjay tends to ruin the mood. But the other ones tend to add a bit of the vagina tingle, so I'd recommend them. What else is there? I mean, you can just say whatever you want. Use words like slam and pound. Swear a little bit. Pound me with your fucking cock. Like if a girl says that, it's pretty hot. In the same way that a guy could say, sorry, I wanna slam my cock into you. I think it's hot. That's the kind of thing I would say. I hope it's hot. Yeah, you can honestly. You just gotta, when you're in the moment, when you're enjoying it, you just gotta remember. That's the difficult part. The way I do it is if you just gotta make yourself be more vocal. I always think about it in the sense when I've gone down on a girl, when. Fine, I'll give you an English. When my tongue is furiously playing with a clit. And I've normally told her by this point, again, it's telling her you're gonna do something or telling them you're gonna do something and then doing it. Like making out with a girl and telling her that I want you to sit on my face, I want you to grind your pussy against my mouth, I wanna put my tongue inside you. Or I want to kiss all over you. I want to taste just how sweet you really are. These kind of things. You all right? You're getting a little bit red. He doesn't say anything to you at all. He's never told you about how he's gonna drive you so wild with his tongue. Did you eventually grab hold of his hair and pull him against your pussy? You need to change some of this. You need to get out of this class. You need to go and find someone to fuck. And you're gonna tell them just what it is you wanna do. Push him against the wall. Grab hold of his cock. And start stroking. Tell him you're aching for him. You're yearning for him. And that you need him inside you. Now. But then say, but first, you want a taste. And then go down and put that cock in your dirty little mouth. See? Simple. Do it.